We're on the bottom of Chavdal Ramadesh. Ein Korin, Velo Cholchin, the Ein Mevaren El Akrov of Shalmeis. The Ein Mevaren El Amito Zekufa. Okay, the Machlokes Rishonim, what this Mishnah is talking about. Some say it's talking Stam, that no one tears Kriya, nor do you uncover your shoulders, like we said they used to do, nor do you make a Sudas Havroah, only the seven Krovim that are Misabel. But Stam, for a stranger, you don't do any of these things. And the Sudas Havroah, Ratzakol, has to be Almita Skufa, that the Menachemim sit in front of the Avelim on a regular chair, and they give them a Sudas Havroah. Cholchin Rashi says, Kaspehem, the shoulder. Others say that this Mishnah is talking specifically on Chol HaMoed. On Chol HaMoed, no one is allowed to tear Kriya, right, except, or be Misabel, except for the, what's it called, the Krovin. But on a regular weekday, if somebody wants to tear Kriya for somebody who dies, he's allowed to. Mara says, Vafilu Chacham, Choritz Mashma, that Krovim only tear Kriya. And we'll learn it as it's talking regular. But this, the question is, Bechlau. Right? And if you don't have to tear Kriya, it's a shayla of Baltashris. So only Krovim tear Kriya. Mara says, even for a Chacham, only Krovim tear Kriya. Vatan, Yechacham Shemeis, HaKol Krovim. A Chacham who dies, everybody's considered like his relatives. HaKol Krovav Sokadaitach, everybody's his relatives. HaKol Kip Krovav, and HaKol Korim Olav. Everybody's like relatives, that in fact, that a Chacham, you tear Kriya for a Chacham, even if you're not a relative. HaKol Cholchin Olav, and everybody uncovers their shoulders for him. HaKol Mevarin Olav, Birachava. And everybody can be Mekayim, Asudas Havroah, for this Chacham too. Smart says, L'Sricha D'Olav Chacham. Mishnah's talking about a person who's not a Chacham. So then, only Krovim tear Kriya for a person who's not a Chacham. But then a Chanami, a Chacham, everybody tears Kriya for. Mara says, the Eonim Kosher Hu, Chiyuvim Mechayiv L'Mikre. Right? If he's an Eonim Kosher, forget about a Chacham. Even an Eonim Kosher, L'Chor, you have to tear Kriya. And this is dependent on this Sugya's Mashma, that for an Eonim Kosher, you have to tear Kriya. The Sugya we learned in Shabbos and in Yaakov, doesn't say anything about Kriya. It just says, Mori Demos, Chayiv L'Sabel Olav. You have to feel bad, but not you have to tear Kriya. So this Sugya seems to say that for an Eonim Kosher, you have to tear Kriya. The other Sugya seems to hold that you don't have to tear Kriya, just be Misabel. Titania, Mipnei Ma'bonev Ugnosa Shal Odom Mesim K'shem K'tanim. Why do little children die when they're K'tanim? K'deshi Yivka V'Yisabel Al-Odom Kosher. In order that a person should get the practice of crying for Anoshim Kshayim, for his children, and then he'll cry for another kosher. Mara says, Yivka V'Yisabel Ervuna Kosher, but he's taking a guarantee that you cry now and pay later. Right? Crying now for your children, so you should cry for another kosher in the future. Elam et Neshul Obach V'Yisabel Ervuna Kosher. What you should say is, since he didn't cry for another kosher, he's punished that his children die, and now he cries for Anoshim Kshayim. He tries for little children, they're always Kshayim. And we explained in the Ein Yaakov Shir very in detail what this is all about. I'm not going over it again. There is no tape from the Ein Yaakov Shears. You can't even listen to it. Okay. Shechol HaBocha Misabel Adam Kosher Molchon HaKol Avon Osav. A person who cries and is Misabel from Adam Kosher is forgiven for all his sins. B'shvil Kovet She'asolav. Because of the Kovet that he did for the Adam Kosher. So Mara says, a lot of oven kosher, the Mishnah is talking about, first of all, not an oven kosher. So it's talking about Krovim, Ter Kriya, for a person who's not a Chacham, and it's not an oven kosher. Shiloh is what that means. What is an oven kosher, first of all? So some say an oven kosher is a person who has a little bit of Torah, but he's a frum person. If he has no Torah at all, he's not an oven kosher. There's a little Torah, he's not fit to be called a Talmud. But he has a little bit, he knows a little bit, he learns a little bit, and he does mitzvahs, that's an Adam Kosher. Others say an Adam Kosher is somebody who there's no bad rumors about. As long as there's nothing bad about you, you're an Adam Kosher. And others hold it has to be just the opposite. Somebody's mafursum bekashas. That's called an Adam Kosher. But Pashtus is not talking about a Russia, right? Even though here it says the Krovim tear, but if the guy's a Russia, you don't tear. But if he's an Adam Kosher, Adam Kosher means he's not a Tzaddik, he's not a Russia. But not being an Adam Kosher doesn't mean you're going to be a Russia. Not being an Adam Kosher doesn't mean a Russia. So it's talking over here about a person who's not an Adam Kosher, and for him, only Krovim tear Kriya. Where it says, "E the koi hosam b'shas yitzias neshama chiyuv mechayiv." There's another case where people who are not krovim have to tear kriya if you're there when the person dies, right? Lamazet dome. Why do you have to tear kriya? The sefer Torah shenisla. It's like a sefer Torah that got burned. You have to tear kriya for the sefer Torah. Shechayiv lekroa, right? And the nail is the same thing. When a person dies, every person is like a sefer Torah. And when he dies, like the Sefer Torah, that was burnt. So you have to tear kriya. And there's a shaila what that means. Some say you have to mamish tear regular kriya like a tefa, just like regular kriya. Some say you have to tear a kolshu. The meaning today is not to tear kriya if you're there, b'shas, and you see us neshama, because we're afraid that if people would have to tear kriya, they wouldn't be there. They would make sure not to be around, and we want people to be there when people die. It's a cover for the nifter. It helps the neshama. So therefore, we're not nohek to tear kriya b'shas kriya yitzias neshama. Where it says the lo koi hasam b'shas yitzias neshama. The mission is talking where you weren't there when the guy died. So then it's only krovin. Okay, Rashi. The sefer Torah, the Torah kriya ner. The Torah is called a ner. Shenamar ki ner mitzvah the Torah or. The Shama Nikris Ner. The Shama is also called a Ner. The Chseed, Ner Elokim Nishmas Adam. So Mela, when the Ner is extinguished, it's like a Sefer Torah being burnt. Noch Nafshe the Rav Safra, Lokor Rabban Alei. When Rav Safra died, the Rabbanah didn't tear Kriya for him. Amri Lo Gamrina Mine. We never learned anything from him. So he's not our Rebbe, and you have to tear Kriya for a Rebbe. Amr Lahu Abaya, Mitanya Harab Shemes, Chacham Shemes. It doesn't say when your Rebbe dies you have to tear Kriya. It says for any Chacham, even if you didn't learn anything from him, you tear Kriya for a Chacham, for a Talmud Chacham. Chacham Shemes Tanya, the old, Kol Yom Shmaitse Bipumim, the May Medrasha. Even though you may have not learned anything directly from him, but in the Beis Medrash they quote him all the time. So you are indirectly his Talmud. Sovor Madahavi Havi. So they said, okay, Farfalin. What's it called? We didn't care Kriya. We made a mistake. There's no way of correcting it. Omer Lu Abaya, Tanina, Chochem, Kolzman, Shaoskin, Behesped, Chayovin, Lekroa. That, no, it's not irreparable. As long as you're Osik, Behespedim, on that Chochem, you could tear Kriya. That's called like Shashimu. Sovra Lemikra Lausa said, okay, so since they're still going to say Hespeda, then we'll tear Kriya right now. Amar Lu Abaya, Tanya, Chochem, Kvoda, Bespedo. The covet is to do it, B'shas Hespid. So you have to wait till the next Hespid, and during that Hespid, you can tear Kriya. Rashi. Shmaise Bepumin, Vahavi Kamandi Gamrina Mene. We quote him all the time in the Beis Medrash as if you learn from him. They figured, okay, we made a mistake. We didn't tear when he died. Now there's nothing we can do about it. L'mikri la'alter below hespit. So he told them, no, as long as they're saying hespedim, you can still tear kriya. So they thought that meant as long as the hespedim are still going to be given, you can do it right away. And he told them, no, you have to do it b'shas the hespit. Okay. Kinoch nafshi d'rafuna, sover la'osove sefer Torah apuria. When Rav Huna died, they wanted to put a Sefer Torah on his casket, on the bier that he was on. As a simon, it says, the Marsim Bava Kama says, this is for Chizkiyahu HaMelech. They put a Sefer Torah, and they said that he fulfilled what it says here. So they wanted to give him that covet. Omer Lehu Rav Chizda, so Rav Chizda said to the people, Milsa de Bechaye lo svira le hashta lekum le levad le. Rav Huna specifically said, "Omer Rav Tachlifa, Anocha Zisil Rav Huna." Right? Rav Tachlifa said, "I saw Rav Huna when he was alive. The boy Lameisel Apur. He wanted to sit down on his bed, but having mono sefer on the couch, and there was a sefer Torah on the couch. The kaf kada ara. He turned over a pitcher on the ground, but also sefer Torah. He put the sefer Torah on top of the pitcher, took it off the couch, right, not to sit on the same place where a sefer Torah was. So he wouldn't in his life." sit on the same seat where a Sefer Torah was. You're going to put a Sefer Torah now on his mita. He didn't hold that you're allowed to. Kesavar asur leishav al gabi mita she Sefer Torah munech aleha. And there was a mandiomer's machlokis, whether you can do it or not. And what they did to Chizkiyo HaMelech could be according to the mandiomer, who says you're allowed to sit on a chair with a Sefer Torah equal to you. Right? The others say that, but Chizkiyo was a melech. A melech is different. A melech already has covered hamalchus, you could do it. But a regular person, even a chamat chacham, not. And the halacha is that you're out, you can't take a sit on the same place with a sefer Torah or a sefer. You can have to raise the sefer at least a tefach, and preferably 10 tefachim or at least 3 tefachim. But you can't sit on the same bench with svarma there. Others hold that if you're learning in a base medrash, right, and they have benches, right, so you're allowed to put the svarim next to you or whatever, since it'd be bittul Torah if you didn't put them down. It's impossible to constantly raise them. So that's mutter. I remember once somebody saying that he had a Nigris Moshe on the bench next to him. Somebody told him, the Chatchili is supposed to put something under it or whatever. He said, look, if Rav Moshe Feinstein was here, he could sit next to me on the bench. Why can't his sefer sit next to me on the bench? But it's not like 100% like that. Okay, in any case. But the minig is in Bati Medrashos to put Sfarim all over the benches and to sit on the same bench. And preferably, Stam, to sit on a place where a sefer is. You should either raise the sefer a tefach or put it somewhere else.
To put the sefer up instead of down.
Well, yeah, that doesn't make a difference if it's up or down. If you hold it, you can do it. You can do it even down, but then it looks nicer if it's safer than you're sitting up too. Lo havei nafik puria mibava. The bed was too wide to go out of the door. So no to do. Sover l'shushulei derech gavish. They wanted to lower him from the roof with strings or whatever, ropes from the roof. You don't lower a chacham from the roof. You put him going through the door. So they said, okay, let's change beds then. We'll get a narrower bed so it'll fit through the door. So they wanted to put him on another bed. No, the covet is not to change beds, to put him on the same bed you put him to begin with. Don't change beds for, it's not covered for the Chacham, who died, to be put on a different bier. You put on the bier you put to the Chachila. Domer of Yehuda Marab, Menayin L'Chacham Shekvoda B'mita Rishon. Where do we know this halacha, that it's proper to leave him on the bier that he was put on after he died, not to change it? Shenemer V'yarkivus Aron Elokima Argola Chadosha. They put the Aron, when they transported it, from base Oved Edom, to Yerushalayim, they put in an agola chadosha, new agola. They didn't change it from one to the other. The one that it was on to begin with, that's the one that they used. Rashi. Lo sovi sefer Torah puriyah velomer kiyim zeh ma shekasuba. As if to say, he was mekayim whatever it says in the Torah. Lo havi nofik purim mibava, dezuter havi bava. The door was narrow, so they couldn't get his beer through the door. Mipuria lapuria, the seat of a mitach risa, katana shetetsi derech hafesos. They wanted to put him on a narrower bed so he'd go through. Al agola chadosha, also agola shishigru plishtim ba. They put it on the same wagon, the plishtim, right, had captured the Aron, and it was decimating them, so they decided to send it back. So they put it on a wagon, and they used that same wagon to bring it to Beis Oved Edom. In the end, they were going to bring it to Yerushalayim, and then David Amel said to bring it to Beis Oved Edom instead. But also Agala, he viewed David Beis Avinodav Leir David. That same wagon, later, they transported it from Beis Avinodav to Ir David, to Yerushalayim. They didn't change it to a different wagon. What? No, it means they weren't mechadish another one. It was the same one that was before. Yes, I don't know. And what's the raya from the word chadasha that was the same one?
Yeah, it's a strange word.
What? Somebody. Second.
more of a cover than a Gola.
That was the name of the.
Right,
Miri says. Miri says that that is the opposite, which is what you say. He says that the raya is that they did the wrong thing. They put it on a new thing, and because of that, Uzzah was punished. Not like the Gemara says, because David HaMelech called to Uzzah. And you see from there that they shouldn't have put it on the one. They should have used the same one from before. That's what the Miri says. Some other words not much like that. Another say that what's called Agola Chalash means they made it miyuchad for that purpose, and the male, they used the same exact one that was miyuchad for that purpose again. They didn't make another one. They used that Agola Chadosh, or the original one, they used it again. But the Miri says that the Raya's Mamish Magusa. Okay. Okay. Parus Bava Vaskua Vaskua Vaskua. So they had no other choice. They made the doorway wider. Right? They broke down the doorway and they took the original beer, which was wide, through it. Rashi, Parus Bava, Shafru Apesa Firchivu. They broke down the door and made it wider. Pasa Chalei Rav Abba. So they started the Hesped. Roy Hoyu Rabbeinu Shetishur Lav Shechina. He said that Rav Huna was fit that the Shechina should rest on him. Ela Shebavu Garmalei. Since he lived in Bavel, the Shechina wasn't shore in Bavel. Masiv Rav Nachman Bar Chizda Va'amri Lo Rav Chanan Bar Chizda. So Rav Nachman Bar Chizda or Rav Chanan Bar Chizda said, Hoyo hoyo dvar Hashem al Yecheskel ben Buzi HaKohen, there is Kastim. What are you talking about? The Shechina is not shore in Bavel. The Rabban Hashem appeared to Yecheskel in Bavel, right? Tofech le'avu besangli. So Rav Chizda kicked them in the shoe, right, to give them a hint to keep quiet, right? The master is saying that Rav Huna was royal Shetish of Shechina, and they're saying, what are you talking about? But Bavel was Gorim, and they're arguing, what's in the middle of the Hespit? Didn't I tell you not to bother people? What's it called? Keep your mouth shut. We're in the middle of a hesped over here. Don't start arguing with the maspid. My hoya, shahoya kvar. And besides that, you're wrong. Right? Shahoya kvar either means that since he was menabe in Eretz Israel, right, then he could have nevuah in Chutz Laretz too, a continuation. But you don't start to have nevuah in Chutz Laretz. Or others say that since he was menabe about Eretz Yisrael, that also the Shechin is shore in Bavel for the sake of Eretz Yisrael. And others hold Shoya Kvar means that it was just a one-time thing. It was a Horah Shor. But normally the Shechin is not shore in Bavel. Rashi, Bavel Garmelo, she'ein Shechin is shore b'chutz Loretz. The Shechin is not shore in Chutz Loretz. Had Rav Huna been in Eretz Yisrael, the Shechin would have been on him. Tofach le'avur, Rav Chizda b'sandler, Rav Chizda, what's it called, Tofach lo Rav Nachman al-sandler. He hit him on his shoe, he tapped him on the shoe. Ka'odim shenogi al-regel chaveiru b'chashoi, k'dei shelo yishmu ha'omdim sovim mitasod the Rav Huna. He didn't want them to hear what he was saying, but he wanted them to keep quiet. In Yenachir, he called b'sandler. Either he hit him on his shoe, or he hit him with his shoe. Right? Lo sitru alma, lo sitrach b'kush. Don't start asking questions. Not the time now to ask questions in the middle of a hesped. Shehoye kvar klomar ha'hi shaita ha'uvelo yosef. That's a third shot, he said. It was a horasha. It only happened once, but normally takas shchin is not shor in bavel. Klomar ha'hi shaita ha'uvelo yosef. Yesh omrim, shehoye kvar be'eretz Yisrael, sheshor slo v'ruach ha'kodesh. since Yechezkel was in Eretz Yisrael, and there Ruach HaKodesh was shor on him, it continued in Bavel too. But if you never were in Eretz Yisrael, then the Shekhinah is not shor on somebody l'chatchila in Bavel. Ki asku l'hosam, when they brought him to Eretz Yisrael, Omru leil Rav Ami Rav Asi, Rav Huna Asi. They said to Rav Ami Rav Asi, Rav Huna came. They thought he was still alive. Omru ki avinun hosam lo havilon l'dluye reishamine. When we were in Bavel, we couldn't pick up our heads when Rav Huna was around. He was so much greater than us. Hashta sin and hacha also betrayed, right? And basrein. And now that he's here, we should go after him. Meaning that we're the chachamim here, and we're not making room for Rav Huna, right? When we were in Bavel, we were respectful of Rav Huna, and we didn't lift up our heads in his presence. But now we're the Rabbonim here, and they learn from here, Taka, that a Rav in a place, if a bigger person comes, doesn't have to give up his place for the bigger person. He can remain with his job, right, even though there's bigger people that come to that place. Omrulei Aron Loba. No, we didn't mean Rav Huna is here. We mean Rav Huna was being brought here dead. So you don't have to worry about him taking your job. Rav Ami Rav Asi Nothik. So Rav Ami Rav Asi went out to accompany Rav Huna's mita. Rav Ila Rav Chanina lo Nothik. Rav Ila Rav Chanina didn't go out. Ika di Amri Rav Ila Nothik. Some say that Rav Ila also went out. Rav Chanina, but Rav Chanina stayed where he was. My time, eh? Why didn't he go to escort Rav Huna's casket? The Tanya Oren Ha'over Mi Makom Lamakom Omdi Mola Beshura. Right? So it says in the Brisa that an Aron that's going from place to place, even though it hasn't reached its destination yet, but if you're in a place where it's passing by, you have to go out and what's it called? And you say Birkas Avelim and you make a Shura, right? You're accompanying the Avelim, even though they haven't reached their destination. You're not yet the Beis HaKvaris, the final destination, but it's passing through a city on the way. Wherever the Aron passes, you make Birkas Avelim, you make a Shura, you Menachem the Avelim. Morris says, the lone Nothik, my timer, right? So the ones that went out, the Nothik, my time, because says the Brisa says that you're supposed to do that. The ones who didn't go out, why didn't they go out? The Tanya, Aron Ha'over Mokum Mokum, Einom Ne'ov Shura, Ve'einom Ne'ov Birkas Avelim, Ve'tanchum Avelim. Another Brisa says that if the Aron has not reached its destination, the people on the way don't have to go out, and you don't make a shura. So they held from this brisa. Zemora says, Kashin HaMaisa, there's two brises, and they can contradict each other. One says you do, one says you don't. It's lo kashin. Kan sheshildo kayemis, kan shein shildo kayemis. If the person's skeleton is still intact, then you, what's it called, go out, even if it hasn't reached a destination. Where ein shildo kayemis, where the skeleton is not intact, then you don't go out. Rav Huna shildu kayemisavi, right? And Rav Huna, his skeleton was still intact. So the ones who went out did the proper thing. The lo nafik lo shimui kane. And the ones who didn't go out, they assumed that since Rav Huna had died so much before, that his skeleton wasn't intact. In fact, they say that what they used to do is, when they used to transport a body to Eretz Yisrael, it wasn't like, you know, overnight on a plane. It was weeks, months maybe, to get to Eretz Yisrael. So what they did was they buried the person first till his the flesh decomposed, and then they took the bones to Eretz Yisrael. So many times by that time the skeleton was already disarrayed. And sometimes it was the way it was. You see from here that not every Talmud Chacham's body doesn't decompose. The Talmid Chacham, the bodies decompose also. But in any case, so the ones that didn't go out assumed that since Rav Huna had died so much before, and now they were bringing his body, even after the first burial now, the second time, that the skeleton already was disarrayed. And they didn't hear that the skeleton was still intact. Amrei Heichin Ninche, where are we going to bury it? Rav Huna rebates Torah b'Yisrael, Rav Chia rebates Torah b'Yisrael. Rav Huna was a marbitz Torah, and Rav Chia was a marbitz Torah. Morris says, "But Metzia, Rav Chia, when the Torah was forgotten, he brought the Torah back to Klal Yisrael." Man ma'ayale. So now we'll put him next to Rav Chia in the cave of Rav Chia. We'll bury him there where Reb Chiya is buried. So they said, who's going to go into the cave of Reb Chiya to bury him? Right? There's a lot of kiddush over there. It's a dangerous place to go into. Amar lohu Reb Chaga anomai omele. Don't worry, I'll bring him in. So kimte l'tamudai, right? Ki avina bar timnes reishonim. Why? Why am I fit to go in? First, because I finished Shas when I was 18 years old. Velochazi li keri, and I never saw keri. I don't know if at that time or never bechlau. So I have that extra kedusha. Plus, I finished Shas when I was 18. Umashmilei kamei v'yadi be'uvde. Not only that, I used to serve Rav Huna when he was alive. Right, I used to be Misharis him, and I know Rav Huna. So for all those reasons, I think I can go into the cave. The Yom Echad, and I know it because one day Sapichol Eretzu the Tefillin. I'll tell you a Maisa from Rav Huna. One day his tefillin strap got turned around. The Yosef Alo Arboin Tanesim, and he fasted for 40 days. So some hold that if your tefillin strap is talking about Shaila by the Shalyad or the Shalrosh, right? Some say that it's only talking about the Shalrosh that got pushed upright, that got, what's it called, turned over, flipped over. Shalyad, not necessarily. Others hold it makes no difference, Shalyad or Shalrosh, but it's only the part that mamish goes around your arm and around your head, not the straps that come down or the ones that go on your forearm. If it gets turned over, so it's like a pshia that you weren't yotzei the mitzvah. So therefore, you have to fast one day, or be pulled to the fast by giving tzedakah of what you would have paid for a meal that day. But Rav Huna was machmer to fast 40 days. Others hold, and that's the halacha, there's no need to fast at all. It's only a midas chasidus to fast. You don't have to fast, even if you... And it's only, again, for the shalrosh around the head and the shalyad around the kiboris, where the upper arm, not the forearm. So he brought the casket in to bury in the cave. Goni Yehuda miyamine davua v'chizkiya mismole. So they had buried Rav Chiya with his son Yehuda to his right and his son Chizkiya to his left. They were buried to the sides of their father. Omer le Yehuda le Chizkiya, kumi duchtoch, the lav orech rara, the kaim Rav Huna, what's it called? So Yehuda said to Chizkiya, these are their neshamas, said, what's it called? Get up and make room for Rav Huna. It's not proper that, what's it called? We should be buried next to our father, and Rav Huna should not be buried next to our father. Some say this is all symbolic, and some say mamish happened. This happened on the with the neshamas. The koyim Rav Huna. Bahadi the koyim come bahade amud the nura. So when he was what's it called exhuming the one of these sons to put Rav Huna there, a pillar of fire came up. Chaze Rav Chaga ibois. So Rav Chaga got scared. He saw this pillar of fire come out of the ground, right? Zakve l'arona v'nofek. So he picked up the aron, and he ran out. And the aron protected him from the fire. Also, he wasn't punished with that fire because he was able to bury Rav Huna, put the aron in the cave, and finish the burial. Rashi. Ki askula hashem leretz Yisrael lekovum, they brought Eretz Yisrael to bury him. She called on nikber shon nikber belo chet. Whoever's buried in Eretz Yisrael is free of chet. It's mechaper. Shenemar ha'am hayoshe bo nesu avon kedisa b'ksuvos. That's v'chi v'chiper ad moso amo. V'gluye reishin the adam. When we were in Bavel, we couldn't pick up our heads, Rav Amiras said, in front of Rav Huna. He was so much greater than us, humbled in front of him. They thought he was alive. He said, now he's coming here and taking our job. If the skeleton is still intact, then you, what's it called, you go out. And if not, you don't go out. It hasn't reached the final destination. They didn't have a chance to finish and let them know that Rav Huna's body was still intact. So they didn't go out. Rav Huna rebates Torah, kedamrinam perik shnei dayonik zeros, ki kaimi rabbonim ikmei, menafce glimayu, mechasi leliyoma biafka. When the rabbonim would stay with him, and they would, what's it called, they would shake their garments, the sun was covered, there's so many of them. In other words, he had so many talmidim that when they shook the dust off their garments, it covered up the sun. There was so much dust from all the talmidim. Rav Chiya rebates Torah, and I mean Bab Metzia. Adoa Avdi Leva Torah Dol Shtam Yisrael. He had a program of how to make the Torah revived in Klaisel when it was forgotten. Man Ma'ayole, Mi'elech Lachniso, the Kfurei, so Rav Chiya. Who's going to have the guts to go into the cave of Rav Chiya to bury Rav Huna? The Sapicha Le Ritzud, it's villain, Hashochem Lifnim. The black part turned inside. The Ritzua Shchora Nira Bachutz, Halachem L'Sinai. That you have to have the outside of the tefillin black is Halachem L'Moshe M'Sinai. The tefillin themselves are black only because of Zekei Levan Deo. It looks nice. But the tefillin themselves don't have to be black, Mi'ikar Adin. So if your tefillin, the black wears off a little bit on the bias, it's not as the serious if the black wears off on the Ritzuos. The Ritzuos is Halachem L'Moshe M'Sinai, they have to be black. And if they become not black in places or whatever, you have to recolor them. And if you recolor them, you should do it when you should say the Shem Mitzvah's tefillin before you do it. Ivis Nivas V'Nifchad. He got scared when he saw this, what's it called, pillar of fire. Zak Ve'Laron, the Rav Huna L'Kamei Amud, the Nura D'Loleske. So he put the casket between him and the fire to protect himself. And because he did that, he was saved from getting burnt. Kinoch nafshe de Rav Chisda sover lo suve sefer Torah puri. When Rav Chisda died, so they wanted to put a sefer Torah on his mitzvah. Amar lo Rav Yitzchok milsud v'rabbi lo svira le anan ekev and avid le. What we didn't do for Rav Huna, his Rebbe, we're going to do now for the Talmud, for Rav Chisda. Sover lo lemishmal karaya. They thought that they shouldn't put the sew back the kriya not the normal way. Sholil means to sew it back in an unusual way, with big stitches. They thought they couldn't even do that. When you tear kriya for a chacham, you can be sholil immediately. By a korav, you have to wait till after shloshim. Right? By a regular korav, you're sholil immediately, and after shloshim, you could sew it up regular. By father and mother, you have to wait till after shloshim to sew it up. Even unusually, and you never can sew it back regularly. By a Talmud Chacham, you could be sholol immediately, just like a regular korov.